And that is Computer from 3-6 Mafia. You ever heard of 3-6 Mafia?
Yes, I have heard
they of 3-6 won an Oscar.
Mafia. I do. I know
anyway,
all about that. Yes, that's
this is their website guy.
That's our most infamous. That's our people's most infamous Oscar, I think. You know, Denzel was blown out of top spot for infamy.
Right.
Our people. 3-6 Mafia won the Oscar.
Most deserved one.
Yeah, the most deserved. I'm not saying it's not deserved. I'm just saying it was the most infamous of all of our Oscars. Never to be forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Huh. Would you like
it
to?
It was the crunkest of all Oscars. No doubt about that.
You think the people in the audience are kind of blinking a little bit, wondering what was going on stage while they performed that song?
How many Oscars we have to choose from before we get the most infamous one?
I thought the Halle Berry one was pretty...
The Halle Berry one was... That wasn't infamy.
You
didn't
get
naked
to get that one, didn't you?
No, I'm angry about it. That was just a big one, right? That was the most... Infamy is not as the same as fame.
No,
you know what I mean? You get famous for hard work. You get infamy for falling over teacup out of a car with no underpants on. That's the difference between fame and infamy.
I agree. I just thought her speech brought it to the next level.
Yeah, it was exciting.
Stuff. And
right.
As she won it for all black women, and then they showed her white mom.
And then Adrian Brody licked her uvula. That was exciting. Yeah, you don't remember that?
Can we do that on the air? This is not satellite radio.
Everybody, Wikipedia, that was family friendly. If you don't understand what I said, feel free to hit Wikipedia.
Bad radio is all the way live.
This is not the Adam Carolla podcast, which I heard you fill in
say anything
a few months ago. Yeah. All right. Yeah, you even said the F word. That was very offensive to me.
I'm sorry about
that.
It's fun. You feel like someone's going to bust in at a minute and you're going to have a rock.
Explain what you mean.
Oh, he was like, we got to get back to the infamy thing. It was exciting. Look, that track was, it was a great track. It was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think our people have come a long way.
That movie was about...
Your computer, if you're going to talk, you got to get near the microphone.
Okay. Don't worry. Actually, that movie was about the two guys that won the Oscar.
I think it was wonderful. Like I said, I love the movie. I love the song. Mm-hmm. I think we've come a long way
as
people.
Leave her alone, dude. Come on.
And I love I think that it's exciting that we can win a track about all of the trials and tribulations of being a pimp. I think it's good that at this point in our history, we are our struggle as a people, that we win an Oscar for talking about how hard it is out there. For a flesh peddler. That's all I'm saying. I feel like...
Well, what's different than giving one for the Godfather?
Now, you're not supposed to argue with
her.
She's
you don't think in the 50s this song would win an Oscar they're talking about being...
Didn't that guy that the Bugs Bunny makes a... what's his name? The one that Bugs Bunny makes fun of all the time? The actor?
The actor Bugs Bunny makes fun of?
Wait, the one that goes, nah, you know...
I know what you're talking about.
Didn't he want Oscar for playing a gangster?
Edward G. Robinson
for playing a gangster, like back in the day.
Yes, Edward G.
And he was slapping women around in that movie.
I think you're taking it a different way than I'm intending. Because you're laying me up against all the people that wrote angry blogs back in the day. I think it was great that it won. Because I think we should be able to win for a diversity of our work.
You read the Oscar would have been won for...
I don't know if I've introduced her yet.
What about the Green Mile? He didn't win one, did he?
Can we at least just introduce her?
I think, yeah.
Before you argue with her computer and scare her away?
I'm not scaring anybody.
Is this how you thought the interview was going to go?
I'm a comedian. I've been out in the streets with no shoes, fighting with rocks and sticks. I can do whatever. I go toe to toe with anybody.
Well, welcome.
Was this
your
Good Morning Texas appearance?
Yes. They're like, next we're going to talk about table layout. Beautiful midsummer night cocktail.
This is the great Aisha Tyler.
Yeah, it was great.
Now, Aisha Tyler will be at the Arlington Improv. In the Arlington Highland Shopping Center. It's across from that place we've been a million times. Rally House.
Southside.
Ooh, Rally House. They have beers in there, don't they?
So tonight...
No. Like clothing
stores. Baylor shirts.
Ooh, never mind. I'm not going.
They serve alcohol at the Arlington Improv, though, I'm pretty sure.
They do.
It might even be mandatory. Tonight...
If not, I'll make it that way today.
Friday and Saturday. Wow, a Thursday show. That is unprecedented. You are breaking new ground.
Am I?
I don't know.
Okay.
Improv... Improv.com or 817-635-5555 for the great Aisha Tyler, who will be there all weekend long.
Not the whole weekend, no Sunday show, but one show, little show to get you easy into the weekend tonight. And then
okay, so I guess this might show that I'm gay and stuff if I say that.
And stuff.
I know you.
Meaning there's
best
a third way to be.
Well, don't forget the end stuff.
With the extras. Yeah.
If I say that I know you best as Ross's girlfriend, would that be gay? to...
Personally. Sorry. Or maybe you have a girlfriend who forces you to watch the show over
like,
and over again.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah, it. That, yeah. Let's, I didn't want to watch it at all. I was forced
there you
to.
Go. Just like you didn't want to watch every episode of Beverly Hills
right?
90210.
Or like you didn't want to be in line for the first showing of Twilight Eclipse this
exactly.
week.
Exactly.
There, yeah.
Oh, who doesn't
awesome.
Love vampires?
I did want to be
who
there.
Doesn't, right? That werewolf is BAM!
Was, but to integrate Friends, that had to be a major moment in television history.
Yeah, you know, it was. I mean, I don't think I was... You know, as an actor, you're never like, I'm going to go and be a stand-up bear for my people. You're just happy to have a job, really. But in the end, it turned out to be that way because they didn't even rewrite that role black. They wrote... I auditioned against a bunch of white actresses and they
oh, really?
Me. Yeah, oh, yeah. So that was big. You know what I mean? Because they weren't like, and now we're going to have our black friend.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, hey, what's up, everybody? I love New York. You know, she was, you know, they wrote her to be smart and interesting. And then they said, you know what? This is the best actress for the part. And by the way, it's finally time to bring an African-American onto the show, considering it was set in New York City, which... Is,
yeah, there
it,
might have been
just one or two black
people.
You
know, the place smells like a chocolate chip scone. I mean, the place is brown. Let's just say that about that. So it was great. You know what I mean? And then to me, there had been one other black actor on there for one episode, which was Gabby Union. She did one episode
okay.
of the show. But I was the first one who got to really be like a running character. I was on there for, I think, 9 or 10 episodes. It was great, you know? And I was happy to have a job. People always go, oh, did you make $1 million? I'm like, man, I got a sandwich and a ride to work. That's all they paid me. They're like, the Friends took all the money. Please bring your own lunch. And also, you're going to need to wash Matt's car after the show is over. I did not make any money. But it was nice to be there. It was nice to be included.
And you got know? To date Ross.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to do that.
Fake date. I got to date Joey, too. I was a pimp. Talk about it, being hard out here for a pimp. I kissed everybody I chose. I was kissing Jennifer Aniston between takes. Come on, just a little one, baby. Just come on. Just
yeah, she's fine.
She is fine. She's
oh, yeah, computer. She's taking the controversial stance.
He's going out on that limb.
Yeah. She is fine.
I seen her in a 7-Eleven in L.A. one time.
She's adorable. Isn't she?
My friend is scared up out of there because... They was like, we was in there, everybody was laughing. Somebody hollered the friends, but they used the B word, friend, the friends, you know.
That oh, way. That's classic. Hey, that baby friend.
That's the friend. She started laughing because she was acting crazy. She saw him and she was laughing.
So she's Jennifer nice. Aniston just shops at a 7-Eleven.
It's right in Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay.
So it's extra nice.
Right down
it's
that corner
diamonds.
Right there.
It's a real nice 7-Eleven, yeah.
Right down that pink dot.
All right, refresh our memory, because we're huge fans of 24.
So much so.
But we can't remember you.
Nah, so much so that you can't remember. Nice.
Why?
Apparently Google doesn't reach inside the studio. Interesting.
Well, no.
We wouldn't cheat.
Season 4. Marianne Taylor. I was the mole that was sleeping with Roger Crosses before. I was dating the dude before I came on, and I was pissed at him because he stopped calling me, and I wormed my way in, and then I can't remember what happened.
The
then
mole. I mean, like the
mole.
Mole. When you
I was the mole. I was the mole.
Like,
I was the mole. Season 4. Well, yeah,
like
you got a lot of moles.
You're the
right.
human.
I was the black mole.
Yeah.
How about that? That's how.
Go.
That's
the
usually how
mole.
I get down.
Well,
the black friend. The black mole. Yes.
Oh yeah, IMDb. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Black mole. There it is. Bam. My face. This big giant.
The high yellow mole.
The high yellow. I'm so not high yellow. I'm maybe.
Well, you ain't nowhere near the black mole.
No. How about the dark juicy brown mole? How about that?
Kind of caramel.
Have removed
the caramel mole.
The caramel mole. I'll take that. That's nice. I like that. I like that way. I love it. I like the way that feels. I was the sweet sweet caramel.
That's why.
Mole.
That's why they kept you instead of Gabrielle Union. She's a little too on the dark side.
No, I think they weren't ready. I think they weren't ready. They're like, oh, that was all the blackness we could take this season. We're gonna work our way up to more blackness.
She is too black.
When Gabby Union is too black, then we have a real problem.
All right.
Now I do
Gabby
remember you on
lovely,
the soup,
lovely
though.
Girl. She's like my twin.
That soup was a pretty small run, wasn't it?
It was about almost two years. Yeah, it was kind of towards the end of that show. It went away for a while, and then they brought it back.
Did you take over for Greg Kinnear?
Greg was first, then John Henson, then
John Henson,
and then me. Yeah.
Okay.
That was another
so
nice thing. Yes, I did. I stuck a spike in that bitch's heart. The show was, it had been on for 10 years at that point, and it was about talk shows, and talk shows were kind of dying out, so we didn't have a lot to talk about. You know what I mean? It was like, I mean, amazingly, Springer, do you know that Springer is still on the air? I just think they have the same three bitches that come on with a different dress every day. You slept with my man! That's the white lady who's talking, actually. That's not the black one. You slept with my man! Like, how, is this an accent you can learn now? Do people take classes? I don't understand. Everybody talks like us. Everybody is biting our shiznit. all the time. You don't notice that when you go to the mall and little dude's like, hey, man, I don't win me. I'm like, who are you? Just like a tiny Chinese kid talking like that. What's happening?
No.
Using the N-word. He doesn't know what it means.
No, that's certainly not something you should do unless you're authorized.
Or unless you're Mel Gibson.
Very timely.
And the end of his career. But.
Now, how do you get into this, Aisha Tyler? History when you growing up. I know you grew up in San Francisco. Or is that true? Or is that just a
bit? I was born and raised in San Francisco, California.
Okay, so
by single father.
Like as a high school kid and all that. Are you thinking I want to be a stand up comedian? How did you?
I was thinking about how many quarters I would have to save up to get a 12-pack of beer. I was very bookish. I was this nerdy kid. I was the only black kid in my school until I was about 15 or 16 years old. It's always cool when the people at your school hate you and the people in your neighborhood hate you. That's always a good time. You know, you're at school and they're like, you're weird. We don't like black people. Like, literally, back then it was funny to say that. Back then that was ironic. And then it's like wacky. And then I go back to your neighborhood and like, you talk like a white girl. I'm like, oh my God, I do not. Shut up.
So you lived in a black neighborhood?
So I lived in a black neighborhood and went to a white school. Yeah, it was good times. It was my parents sold blood to send me to private school.
Oh, to private school. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then... But so I do want to know though, how did you get into this career? That's
I went to college and I was doing improv and sketch. I actually went to a performing arts high school, so I would just go with like Sam Rockwell and Margaret Cho and a bunch of people that are in the business now. And but it was like a side hobby. Like, you know, I was going to be a lawyer, and I went to Dartmouth and I was doing it on the side while I was at Dartmouth. And I graduated and I was going to go to law school, and then I decided that lawyers sucked. Giant. Dangling.
You actually did go to law school?
No, then? I graduated from Dartmouth in undergrad, like a government major, that's a pre-law program, uh-huh. And then I was going to go to law school, and then I decided that would have sucked.
Okay.
And it's really hard to drink during the day when you're a lawyer.
Yeah.
But whereas for a comedian, it's like a part of the job description.
Hey, I'm sorry, I was just going to ask you about one of the shows you're on now because here's...
Apparently my life story wasn't gripping enough for you. Let's
move on.
I beg your pardon.
I should have grown up in the streets.
Right, and in the ghetto.
I got shot, I'm so cracked that I got shot in the chest 10 times.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Like, oh, I had a normal childhood, my parents were nice to me, I didn't get beaten. And then I went to college. I had loans and a mortgage.
As a private school kid myself, I thought we were done.
That's all right.
I beg your pardon. At the risk of getting blown up again, Archer.
Yes, Archer.
I'm going to ask you
greatest show on television.
Okay, I'm going to ask you that seriously because we are really good about watching TV shows, but we wait until we're sure that it doesn't suck and
it's
we don't
so
waste
great.
Our time because there are so many
shows.
We're
nominated for an Emmy already for season.
Okay,
greatest. It is
FX.
FX. So if you love anything on FX, you know it's a great show.
FX does good work.
It's a cartoon about spies and it is absolutely filthy.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that even if it wasn't on, it's probably the funniest thing I've ever done.
Really,
it's out of control.
Okay,
yeah. It's kind of James Bond on crack.
And season one is done now?
Season one's done. We're working on season two,
okay.
Which is starting January. We're just working on it now. It comes out in January. You can get episodes on iTunes, Amazon, Zoom, Hulu, on the FX Network's webpage.
I wonder if you're doing a show and you are dependent on an audience, I wonder how the new way we watch TV affects that so much because I think there's a lot of people like us that wait till Sons of Anarchy or... whatever new show we're into has a season, enough people say it's good, and then we start it that exact same way, the streaming or the DVDs or iTunes.
The bad thing about that, obviously, is a lot of guys wait. A lot of people don't watch the show right when it first comes out.
Yeah.
There's so much out there, it's like hard to decide what you're going to watch.
Right.
But the good thing about it is if you miss a show in the first season, you can find it when it's not on the air, which you never used to be able to do. If a show was over, it just was over. You couldn't know anything about it.
You'd
have reruns. And we've added as many fans now in the off season as we added when we were on the air. It was the highest rated network show of any FX show. Like the premiere was the highest rated premiere of any show they'd ever had. So we did well going out of the box. But I have more fans now who said that found the show just now and it's off the hook.
Yeah, I've had enough people tell me I need to get on board.
It's crazy.
What's
good.
Your character on there?
Her name is Lana Kane. She's a spy. She's a stacked, foxy, murdering spy.
That looks exactly like her.
She looks like me with a shorter skirt. But her boobs get bigger every show. I'm just going to end up like a turtle just on my back, my lungs being crushed slowly under the weight of my own breast. They get bigger. How does she shoot? You know what I mean? It's like just to lift them out of the way. She's awesome. She's a spy, and then the lead guy's a spy, and they used to date. Now they work together, and she's just a badass.
Yeah,
and
I saw one episode with him and his mom on there.
Oh, yeah, that was probably like close to the end when he tried to kill her. Somebody tried to kill her. She runs. The mom doesn't. Runs the spy agency.
Doesn't retain quite as well, right?
So
I mean, you're multitasking.
He has a lot of, you know, running the internet. Apparently, computers running the internet, so he can't remember.
Jolly Ranchers.
An hour later.
Yeah, working for gospel groups now.
Are you involved? Are you just you walk in and read something, or are you involved
you go
in content?
Like every 2 weeks, you go. The script is written, and
you're not involved in the content of the show. Then,
well, it's. I think I don't know how the other people on the show do it. The guy who created it is. Unbelievably genius guy. So the scripts come in funny, but then in the room you do a lot of like, let's write this way, let's write that, let's improv that. And my character has come, you know, he knows me now, so he's kind of starting to write for my style a little bit more than when we first did the show.
But you guys aren't all together. By yourself.
Yeah,
you do your thing.
Go by yourself. I didn't even meet anybody on the show till the season was almost done. But you know, it's Chris Parnell from Saturday Night Live and H. John Benjamin. A lot of people, only cult people probably know. He used to be on Dr. Katz on the old Comedy Central series of Dr. Katz. But the show is. Look, what can I say that won't get bleeped on here? Because the show actually it's on FX, so we don't have the same SEC rules. We get to say whatever we want. So we get to drop bombs. We get to drop 5 or 6 bombs a show. I got to say the word ball slappiest on there. That was fun. That was a good time. A girl dreams. You know what I mean? A girl dreams, and then dreams come true. And really, I said to him later, that was probably my greatest moment in television when I got to say that word, and I knew it was actually going to end up on the air.
That's on the IMDb page.
Yeah,
page as well.
Yeah.
Can't get the line out.
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
What? You're getting a note?
No. Yeah. Well, he just said we're gonna get a lot of commercial spots and stuff, so we have to. Promote you for the last time and all that kind of stuff. So, Aisha
and
Tyler,
we have to get to table settings for the for summer.
I'm sorry, Bob.
We'll cook ribs in the next segment.
I'm sorry, Bob. Interrupted your story about Dartmouth and everything.
Sports-related
and all that
table
kind of
settings.
Stuff.
We'll never know. We'll never know how the story ends.
Here, can you give us... This is our wacky radio liner. We always get this from big superstars like yourself.
I love that you guys... usually you step out of the studio and do the liner in another room, but I just like that you guys are so gorilla in here. Let's just do the liner on the air.
Why not?
Just keeping it just rigorously straight
look,
in here.
For a show that has computers sitting in the corner, we'll do anything.
Don't you look at them and think street.
I do. It feels
street.
I came and I smelled street. Right, I know why computer's here because it's just straight in here.
Look, we're about
to bring you
guys.
Next time, I'm going to bring you guys goblets.
We are renegades.
Goblets.
You know a goblet.
Put the jewels on them.
All right, here.
Come on, dude.
Like Reed, if you could just
Snoop has a goblet.
Snoop has a goblet.
You're talking about one of them cups?
Yeah, I call it a cup.
That was a joke. I was going to bring them some goblets.
You ever hear of Snoop?
You're a little behind, but it was still.
All right. If you could, of course, identify yourself, Aisha, and then read
just
that.
Just call it a cup. We call it a cup.
I'm trying to give it some regalia. You know what I mean?
Right over in the hood, everybody thinks it's
trying to keep it straight.
Let her go, computer. Let her go.
Okay.
All right. I never listen to the Bob and Dan. Hey, I can say my name,
huh? Because
I just
say
random, strangely ethnic lady. All right. Hey, what's up? This is Aisha Tyler, and when I'm in Dallas, I never listen, or Fort Worth, or Arlington, or up by Pookenham's place. I never listen to the Bob and Dan show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm carrying my goblet.
Yeah. The Arlington Improv.
Arlington Improv.
Must be sold out. All shows this weekend for Aisha Tyler. Improv.com, 817-635-5555. Thank
follow
you, Aisha.
Follow me on Twitter. Come follow me on Twitter.
I just did.
That's excellent.
And all right.
I tweet people back. I've been nominated as one of the best celebrities to follow because I actually write my fans back.
We saw that you did announce that you would be here.
I did.
So thanks.
I'm supportive. I give in that way. I'm a giver.
Thank you, Aisha.
I got a favor.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm not that much of a giver,
we're trying to say goodbye.
What's the favor?
We need to go out and take some pictures so I can get on TMZ with you.
Are you telling me that when you're yelling, hey, right. Is that Ron from Friends? They didn't put you on at that part?